Trump deal to keep 1,000 jobs in the U.S.
Thank you for doing what you said you were going to do.
Trump, Romney, eat and meet.
President-elect Trump is the very man who can lead us to that better future.
Deadly Alabama storm.
Homes are being destroyed, power lines down, trees down.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President-elect Donald Trump says he's made good on a campaign promise.
If I were in office right now, Carrier would not be leaving Indiana. That I can tell you.
And now Carrier says it has reached a deal with the mogul who wrote The Art of the Deal to keep 1,000 jobs at an air conditioning plant in Indianapolis and not move them to Mexico. Carrier Union President Chuck Jones.
It gives some people some hope anyway, where before there was none. I mean, there wasn't any hope out there for anybody's job.
CBS's Dean Reynolds is in Indianapolis.
As we understand it, about 1,000 of the 1,400 jobs here at the Carrier plant will be saved. They will not be sent to Mexico. We're not sure what convinced Carrier and its parent company, United Technologies, to change its mind on that, although there are reports Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is also the governor of Indiana, sweetened the deal.
Mr. Trump tweeted this morning about his own business dealings. CBS's Major Garrett.
He will have a press conference on December 15th to explain to the country exactly how he's going to unwind his connections to his business empire, not only here in the United States, but globally. This has been, I'm told by transition officials, in the works for days. And it will take a good long while to do all the legal work necessary to unwind Trump's connections to his vast business empire and real estate holdings.
Mr. Trump broke bread at a Manhattan restaurant last night with Mitt Romney, his second meeting with one of his most ferocious GOP critics during the campaign.
We had another discussion about affairs throughout the world, and these discussions I've had with him have been enlightening.
Mr. Romney, under consideration for Secretary of State, has said he has increasing hope Mr. Trump can lead the country to a better future. Two more cabinet nominees have emerged. Former Goldman Sachs executive and Hollywood investor Steven Mnuchin has been picked as Secretary of the Treasury. Billionaire investor Wilbur Ross has been chosen as Commerce Secretary. A Trump confidant says it might be best if the president-elect runs his tweets past someone else after he takes the oath of office. Since the election, Mr. Trump has tweeted about unsubstantiated voter fraud. Newt Gingrich spoke with USA Today's Capital Download.
The presidents of the United States can't randomly tweet without having somebody check it out. It makes you wonder about whatever else he's doing.
Well, turns out major Trump donors stand to reap rewards when the president-elect is sworn in. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Maybe Donald Trump's inaugural committee didn't get the memo about not being beholden to big donors or special interests. The Center for Public Integrity says individuals and corporations are being offered everything from prime tickets to access to the president-elect himself in exchange for six- and seven-figure contributions. Now, past U.S. presidents have also approached big donors to fund inaugural activities. And the New York Times notes Mr. Trump is not accepting money from registered lobbyists. Steve?
Now to northern Alabama, where three people were killed when an apparent tornado upended their mobile home, another person critically injured. About two dozen other homes have been destroyed by the violent weather. WHNT TV reporter Sarah Macaluso.
Just a lot of damage here in Huntsville with trees down, power lines down, high winds, really a lot of rain. Flooding is really what we're dealing with here in Huntsville right now.
At least three deaths also blamed on the wildfire that tore through the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area. More than 100 homes and resort buildings have been lost. Sherry Deason moved to the area a few months ago and lost everything.
We don't know what to do or what we're going to do if we don't have anywhere to go.
Rain has now helped firefighters there. The FDA has given the green light for clinical trials that could pave the way for the approval of the street drug ecstasy as a prescription medication. It's shown promise as a possible treatment for people with post-traumatic stress disorder. The House is set to vote today on a major medical research bill.
This bill, appropriating $6.3 billion, has bipartisan support, though a few Democrats complain the almost 1,000 pages contain too many details that favor drug and medical device companies. The House is likely to vote today, with the debate focused on funding biomedical research and therapies to combat opioid addiction. Then the Senate would act, says John Thune, Republican senator from South Dakota.
It includes funding for cancer cancer and Alzheimer's research. It's something that I think is going to be a big win.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Now, the latest on the investigation into the kidnapping of a Northern California woman who was found alive on Thanksgiving. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Investigators are analyzing the clothes Sherry Papini was wearing.
She was in different clothing that she had been reported missing in. The evidence may contain DNA evidence.
Detectives are now reviewing private security cameras that may have caught Papini's abduction.
The biggest piece of evidence is literally Sherry at this point.
Cody Selfin is one of the private investigators Keith Papini hired to try and find his wife.
There's all sorts of forensic aspects that have to be investigated, and that includes, you know, the restraints that she was found in.
Papini's husband revealed his wife's body was covered in multicolored bruises.
Overseas to Cuba and the farewell to Fidel Castro.
It was a night devoted to Fidel Castro. No matter what other parts of the world may think, here last night he was praised and saluted.
Fidel Castro!
The Plaza of the Revolution was jammed with crowds that officials say were in the hundreds of thousands. They heard speaker after speaker honor Castro, including some of the biggest names in worldwide leftist politics, Bolivia's President Evo Morales.
¡Que viva Fidel!
Also speaking, South African President Jacob Zuma.
May your soul now rest in eternal peace.
This morning, Castro's ashes have started the journey to their final resting spot in Santiago. That's where Castro began his Cuban revolution. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Havana.
Investigators in Colombia have found the black boxes in the crash of that charter jet carrying a Brazilian soccer team to a major championship. 71 people died, 6 survived. A flight attendant suggests the plane may have run out of fuel. Workers at a Tennessee metal plant have struck it rich. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
First number down tonight is 21.
And it was an exciting moment Saturday night when they drew the numbers for the Powerball lottery jackpot, nearly $421 million. But Amy O'Neill of Lafayette, Tennessee, who organized a lottery pool at work, was already asleep. In the morning, when she learned the winning ticket was sold in her town, O'Neill checked the numbers and started calling 19 co-workers with the good news. The employees of North American Stamping voted to split the lump sum of $254.7 million. At least one told the Tennessean he'll keep working. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's proposing automakers put labels on new vehicle sun visors to tell people how to file safety complaints. As it is now, the agency doesn't have enough staffers to handle the complaints it gets without the labels. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.